CliffCentral.com.
1,000 people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't. Boom. Time isn't. Isn't.
With GG-Man, Batman. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on transformation.
G-G-G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man, and you've just tuned in to Ask a Man. No, you have not tuned in to Ask a Man. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man, and we're out here, just had one or two technical glitches in there. I've got interns in here with me today. No, buddy, so we miss you. But everything is cool now. Everything's fantastic. Welcome to the show, guys. It's been another amazing week of advertising. It's been, it's been another week of advertising. Some interesting adverts out there, some better than others, once again. But it's been dope. It's been all kinds of things going on out there. I'm all kinds of excited to tell you about some of the news I've got. If you've been following me on social media, you know that this show, it scares me today about what might happen here on the show today. But I'm fine. I'm in control. Also, I'm putting some fire extinguishers, so we'll be fine. We'll be fine. So, yeah, I mean, let's get into it. Let's get into about some of the news that has gone down. So, have you guys seen that new Toyota ad that's out there? I saw, people send me emails. Like I told you, you know, what happens in my life now is that people now send me press releases. You know, that's my life now, you know. I mean, I said I wanted this radio life. Hey, but now I've got press releases and things. But yes, but it's cool because it keeps me abreast of what's going on. Toyota apparently have used social media to launch this new car, the CHR. Right, so essentially what they did is they asked you to do the copy work, right? So they asked you guys to send in their tweets, send in your tweets about how you feel about the car when they put out the photo. They said all sorts of nice things. One of them says, "It looks like something that can bite you," and then one of you guys sent a flaming thumbs up. Like, what is that? How do you even get a flaming thumbs up? But yeah, one of you sent a flaming thumbs up and then they put it in the advert. Well done to you for writing the copy in the Toyota ad. But yeah, it does look cool though. I really dig it. I just think, you know, copywriting has now also just been outsourced. You know what I mean? And we appreciate it. We appreciate it because, you know, it's also one of those things that every time you go to a party, you go somewhere, and people always tell you, so you're a copywriter. I mean, I think I could write copy. Yeah, but now these people have proven it. Now they're letting everybody write copy. But, you know, I mean, sometimes it doesn't work out too well. And I think that they curated the process really, really well to make sure that they don't end up with the bullshit on TV. It's like the time, it reminds me of that time when people used to do things like Ask Moosey. You know, you're just looking for shit. You're just looking for people to send you rubbish. But the guys did well at this time. So big shout out to the guys at FCB Africa, for a dope piece of work. I think Tian worked on it. So big shout out, to Tian and his squad out there. I think he's got a co-creative director there as well. So yeah. So that's cool. And then there was another thing. There's another thing that I saw, it was for DSTV, no, DSTV, Discovery Insure. Yes. So these people called Plus27 Advertising. Hey, yeah, advertising agencies out there, guys. So these guys called Plus27 Advertising. They actually happen to be in the same building as the guys at Bakoni. You know, so the guys are out in Ilovo, and Plexi have an advertising. So they released this TV ad where they celebrate this guy driving, right? So this guy becomes a celebrity, driving around town, and like, you know, girls are saying things like, oh, nice cornering, you know? And I heard that, I was wondering, you know, are there like some, you know, subliminal things they're trying to tell us? So yeah, nice cornering and things like that. And they even have, I saw they have, Victor Matfield on the ad as well. And Chad Leclos. So yeah, it's cool. I mean, I guess Dr. Khumalo was busy, or any other athlete of color was busy. But also like Discovery, yeah, maybe Discovery, yeah, recognizes the other athletes. Anyway, but it's cool. So yeah, the ad is dope though. It really is dope. It's like, it's one of those epics. You know what I mean? You know, like those ads that you remember from back in the day. They made you feel like, yeah, hey, they've obviously spent money. Shot in downtown CBD, the CBD of Joburg, and it looks cool, you know. It looks like a big production. This guy, you know, once again, social media. It's amazing how much social media is actually starting to essentially just become part of the vocabulary, right? It's just as in the elements of social media. So it feels like you can't make an ad epic, you can't make an ad big, if it doesn't feel like, and then it trended, you know. So it trended, this guy. And it was cool. So the ad really plays out really well. So check it out. I think it's on a lot of DSTV channels. It obviously doesn't play during generations because, you know, they have Victor Matfield and Chad Leclos. So, you know, the generation's target market. Yeah. But, I mean, guys, I'm sure we're bigger than that now. I'm sure we are. Oh, like, yeah, it's like, guys. But yes, but I'm sure it's bigger than that. Check out the ad. Tell me what you think. Yeah, but remember, guys, remember as well, I'm still on Twitter. Hit me up at That's Your Boy, at Blaxem, at BLAXEM, on Twitter. And then, don't forget. Oh, wait, you can also hit me up at Cliff Central, at CliffCentral.com, on Twitter. And remember I told you about that WhatsApp number that we have going on here. We'll have a WhatsApp number, 079-748-2090. But it's for messages. So you know, no one likes WhatsApp calls. You know what I mean? Like, if you tried calling people on WhatsApp, it also has a delay. Also because you don't have Wi-Fi, so it's chowing your data. So, but now you're at work. You're at work now. So use the work Wi-Fi. Hit us up on WhatsApp, 079-748-2090. Yeah, get the Wi-Fi password from the IT guy. Shout out Harvey, and get it. You know what I mean? And come hang out with us. But yeah, it's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. Hit me up. I've got a great guest with me on the show today. Some of you might know him. Those of you who don't have Twitter might struggle. But if you've been in the ad game for 5 minutes, you know this boy that I'm about to talk to right now. But yeah, there's one more thing. I read this thing. There's a thing called the Mbewu Awards, right? And I saw this thing. I was like, what's the Mbewu Award? And I was like, is Snooze? Does Snooze have an award show now? You know? But no, it's not. It's not Snooze's award show. It's something called the Mbewu Awards, and it was hosted, I think these people are called the Mbewu Foundation or something like that. But the reason why I'm telling you about that is that friends of the show, two ladies that have been on the show before, these guys, let me give you the full background. So the Mbewu Awards, during their show, during this awards show, had this thing that they call the Dragon's Den, you know, just like the TV show, but at an awards show. So they had this Dragon's Den thing where all the people in attendance, all the entrepreneurs in attendance, got to pitch some of their ideas to these people at the Mbewu Awards. And I'm happy to announce, guys, that friends of this show, Nkhabiseng Motau and Mukondra Lushai, the Dragon's Den. I mean, get out of here, man. How dope is that? I mean, that's really, really cool. Congratulations, ladies. Then they also did a little feature on them. Check them out. Go on to the Mark Lives and on Biz Community as well, actually. Check out the interview. They speak about, you know, their young agency called Think Creative Hub, where it's just two of them doing amazing things. So fantastic. I think that, it's an amazing thing that they've done. It's really, really cool. You know, guys, South Africa is a very colorful place, because as I'm going through these things, I also just see, I just saw an ad now, that just popped up. It says Stokvel X Northwest. Yeah. Hey guys, you're doing things, yeah. Stokvel X. So it probably means that there's going to be a group of people from different Stokvels. The ladies who don't normally attend, who don't bring the money, the lady who never cooks well, all those things. All those people are going to be meeting up at Stokvel X, in the Northwest, at the Brazil Stadium. Yeah, Brazil. Hey, Stokvel X Northwest at the Brazil Stadium, Jubetin, as you might call it, in Klerksdorp, 10th and 11th March 2017 from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. So Felix, I just want to go there to meet the people. I think it's going to be fantastic. All those dynamics. It's going to be like the World Cup. That's probably why it's at the Brazil Stadium. The World Cup of Stockfels. You know, all those dynamics. All those dynamics. The bad potato salad. All those things. They're going to be coming out here. So I think it's going to be dope. I can't wait. I can't wait for this thing. It's going to be really dope. I'm going to see if I can get some time on the 10th and 11th to go see what happens at Stockfels. But I mean, I talk about it, but it's obviously, I think it's recognizing the surroundings in which we live, and actually making a big deal of things that are uniquely South African and things that we should have been making a big deal about from a long time ago. I know that there's a bunch of banks that have like Stockfel accounts. You know, every time I hear Stockfel, my mind just goes to all those weird things. But I think that it's a really, really cool thing, and South Africa is starting to embrace all these dope things that we actually have going on here, and actually being for real about making sure that everybody else takes them seriously. So that's really, really cool. So yeah, big shout out to the guys at Stockfels. We can't wait for a report from Stockfels. But yeah, it's been crazy, man. I mean to talk about football is bad, you know. To talk about Arsenal is bad, you know. To talk about Orlando Pirates is bad. You know what I mean? I mean, Richard, yeah. But I mean, I'm glad that we can talk about other things today. My guest today, he will have all that Arsenal and Pirates stuff close to his heart, because he knows what it's like to support teams that disappoint you. But it's great. I mean. We've got a jam-packed show today. Hit me up once again at Blaxem. That's at BLAXEM on Twitter, or at CliffCentral.com. And you can also hit me up on Facebook as well. If you have some questions for this man, hit me up on Facebook as well. Because in fact, we'll get into that. We'll get into what he has done on Facebook, this man, and just, you know, elicited just the responses that I can't actually explain. But yeah, I mean, If you've been, like I said, if you've been in advertising for the past, say, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, you might have encountered this man. He was at Vega with some of you guys, and you kind of have seen him on social media, and you know what? Today we're gonna just find out what the hell, you know, what makes this man tick. How did he arrive at where he's at right now? What are they doing there where he works? you know what I mean? But yeah, let's get into it. Let's meet the man. So a lot of you might know him. Some of you might know him as Advert Town, you know, on Twitter, because that's his handle on Twitter. That's at Advert Town. But some of you will know him as the winningest guy you've met, Mr. Melusi Mhlongo. What's going on, bruv?
Hola, boys.
Are you well, bro? Are you good? Speaking to the mic. Directional, that thing.
Directional. I thought it was a 360.
Yeah.
We need to upgrade. We need some advertising space.
Through the line. What's going on, boy?
I'm all good, and you, my boy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Talk to me about at work today. You know, because we've been trying to get you on the show for a while. Huge shout out to Cheza Kinchete.
Hey,
Pumla Paga.
Cheza, my boy.
Hey. Huge shout out for getting this man finally in this seat. It's been a long time that we've been trying to get this man here, and traffic says no. You know, the client says no.
Thank you, Natalie.
but yeah, tell me what's going on, man. What's in your inbox right now? What are you working on?
Wait, before we start.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. No. Yeah,
here we go. He's trying to run things. He's here. But no, now he tells me before we start.
He's not going to get out of hand.
Yeah, tell me.
I just wanted to say, go, Neo, it's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. We're gonna sip a party like it's your birthday. Go, Neo.
Yeah, guys. It also happens to be Neo Mashego's birthday today, so huge shout out, OT.
Thank you, OT.
That moment of singing was brought to you by Bacardi Prisa. and you want to be a gospel star.
So you think you can fuck a Bacardi?
What's going on, Papa? Talk to me. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm all good, man. Just in this advertising world.
Yeah.
Spies, Invana, Suspana.
Are the priests rolling in?
The priests are rolling in. Big brand stuff, you know.
Yeah, is that the stuff you're working on? Yeah, now you're working on something. Yeah. So you're working on the kind of stuff you can tell us about.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, like, Mlu works on things like DSTV. What DSTV's competitor? Who's going to find out what you've done? And then they're going to say, let's do it exactly like that.
Let's do it exactly.
Top TV went under, my man. They don't have time now to be making adverts. They are recalling their books.
Hey, DSTV, are you got some? Top TV.
Oh, man, that's great. But that's cool, man. So you had Ogilvy, right? For those of you who don't know, you had Ogilvy. What's that like? You know, what's the vibe out there like?
I've been at Ogilvy for about 2 years now.
Yeah. Has it only been 2 years?
Yeah, it's been 2 years.
Wow.
It feels like a lifetime.
Yeah, it feels like.
Ah, yeah. Advertising feels like a lifetime, but it's been 2 years. It's been amazing 2 years. Like probably the craziest 2 years in my career when it comes to most of the achievements.
Yeah.
It's almost like I left FCB when I was at that point where I was about to take off.
Yeah.
And it just kept snowballing when I got
that's
to
that's dope, to man. Ogilvy. That's dope.
And yeah, shout out to my Ogilvy family.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out Ogilvy. What's carry? No. But like, tell us about some of these achievements. I mean, everyone kind of knows the amazing stuff that you've done. But break down some of the highlights of those things, you know, because that list is too long. You know what I mean? This is not that kind of show. You know what I mean? We're not going to be here the whole day. Yeah.
Let's see, I think one of my biggest achievement to now has to be the Young Creative Award.
Oh, that's dope. I remember that up. Huge shout out. Young Creative. Yeah, isn't the one where they give you money?
Yeah, that's the one they give you money.
The money?
And then you finish it at the after party thinking they pay you immediately. So you buy everyone drinks. Like, yeah, I just want the money. Everybody shot. And then the next day you're calling Luris. Yeah. Guys, that's my money.
Yeah, when are you guys going to do that deposit?
Must I send you an invoice?
You don't even know you were sending an invoice. What are you going to say on the invoice? I won.
Young Creative. Yeah, man.
Oh,
so that was like the most life-changing experience in terms of like the kind of work that I even do now. It's almost like when that happened, because it's like it's always been something that I wanted for a long time.
That's right.
So you look at my portfolio from 2012 or so.
Yeah.
And I just kept on building. So I still have that portfolio.
That's right.
Just see how my work
is. It's sitting in a bag.
Yeah.
The portfolio bag.
Yeah. You know, and I look back and I'm like, so this is what won, but like this is where I come from.
That's dope.
And even though I look at the portfolio that won, I'm like, okay, cool. Where to next?
That's right.
And
that's right.
Now it's going to kind of like direct me in a way of like the new kind of ads that I want to try and make now.
That is dope, man. That's really, really dope. But you know, you mentioned something like, you know, it starts to also influence the type of work that you do. But has that also changed now the type of briefs that you get in the office?
No,
don't lie. They don't need to lie to us. Everyone knows that in advertising, there are some people that we are waiting for them to win something so that you can give them a real brief, which is kind of a chicken and egg kind of situation. Because up until then, you know, it's things and squeeze bags, my man. You know what I mean? Opening and closing billboard.
But it's amazing because everything, like most of the time, starts off as like, oh, big brief, 360.
Yeah.
First meeting, no more TV. Second meeting, no more billboards. Third meeting, how? So this thing could have just been a radio brief.
We could have just started there. Guys, yes. I need a radio advert. But I think it's also how they make us feel better about what we do.
Yeah.
But I mean, strangely enough, when I was reading this article by Mukundi and Khabiseng.
Shout out to those two girls doing amazing things.
Shout out. I think that they were saying something about, well, something that we've all kind of spoken about before, about briefs that need to be kind of, don't lead with the media.
Yeah.
Don't lead by telling us that I want a TV ad and I want it, right? And because they're talking about how their offering is about exactly that. We want to come up with business solutions.
Yeah.
And have you found that conversation has been heard? Do you think that you're getting more briefs that are asking you, hey man, just tell us what do you think we should do? Or are we still running with a...
Yeah, it's hard because as creatives, we also want that creative freedom, right?
Yeah.
But, and then there's like other partners involved with like the media channel.
Other partners are art directors?
Media.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought art director was getting in the way of a good time. I must so just stay on freehand.
That is so shit.
So there's other partners involved, and you're like, you know, we'll come back and tell you guys how to spend the money.
Right.
Budget. But they're like, no, we do media. We know this thing.
Yeah.
And we know exactly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a question to kind of a thing.
Yeah, but I mean, I also think, and I'm going to be careful here to not upset people, but I think we need to understand how certain roles of certain players can make themselves obsolete, but they actually have to evolve. So I think that media people need to evolve their role to not be prescribers who come to us and say, hey man, I think this thing was going to solve this thing as a TV ad and a radio ad. But they should find their role in how they can expand ideas once we've come up with them. You know what I mean? So it almost feels like the process is happening as about face.
and you don't want to step on people's toes when you get into a meeting.
Yeah.
And
like, oh no, because they can get touchy.
They can be a tense meeting.
Yeah, there can be some croissants flying. some donuts flying.
Some nice finger food. Yeah. First the finger, then the food.
Shout out to Meeting Biscuits. No, but that's interesting, man. That's interesting. But like, tell me about your transition from FCB to Ogilvy. What was that like? Was it a huge, because they're both big agencies, right? Was it a big transition, or did you feel like because they were both big, it just was easy?
Yeah, like I actually moved from FCB as soon as I came back from New York. But it wasn't that, because like I've always wanted to work in Ogilvy one day, and I started there. I did like a 2-week internship.
Right.
I decided to go with FCB at that time. Yeah. You know, even though they'd given me the offer, I was like, FCB was the place that I needed to be at that time.
So when with hanging out with young Gert Lobsha.
Yeah, I was with young Gert Lobsha.
He's at Ogilvy. I saw him there, Mr. Lobsha. Yeah.
With wearing a beard and wearing skinny jeans. Yeah. Get out. So when I came back, I actually, because it was my first time overseas.
Yeah. You know,
so I actually got to see the world, and I was like, geez, it's a big world out there. There's like other kind of creatives, other kind of stuff that you can do. Maybe I just need to go and experience that for a little bit.
That's right.
And
the idea of working with other people.
Other people.
Right.
I was, before then, I was at FCB since like internship.
Yeah.
Third year. And luckily, Neo was already there, so I didn't feel like I was going to like a stranger's place.
Yeah.
Walk into the agency where I felt familiar because I had a leader and somebody that I already relate to.
That's right.
So it was less about Ogilvy, but somebody that I know his kind of work.
That's right.
I know
that's
his
right.
kind of vision, and that's a kind of like.
Oh, we know his kind of work. You will work. Shout out OT. Yeah. So that's cool, man. It's funny how many people moved from FCB to Ogilvy. Because there's quite a few of the people that I know you and I both have worked with. The likes of Mr. Spustos Tole. Why don't you shout out? The likes of Mr. Spustos Tole.
Follow him. Granty, are you ready?
Hey. Can you calm down?
Follow him.
Yeah. So, but do you think that, what do you think causes that? What do you think makes people like feel like when you come from a big agency like FCB, that it feels like the natural thing for you to go to like an Ogilvy? I've thought about that and I still haven't figured it out.
I think it's the brands, right?
Yeah.
I think that was my biggest draw card was the fact that I was at FCB where I worked on the country's biggest brands.
Yeah.
The other logical place was to go to work on DSTV and KFC.
So
brands that still have as much of a big reach as I was at FCB, and not movers, bedrooms, and mattress. These are our clients, guys. This is our client list. We've got Stockfellex.
Don't get twisted, my man. Stockfellex is amazing.
No, Joe.
I'm a part of Stockfellex.
No, I want in.
but I think for me that raises another big question. You know, and we can talk about that.
Yeah,
like. Does it mean then that the smaller agencies who don't have like these big clients are gonna struggle to attract talent because they only have you know Papa Panda's Pond Productions to go and advertise, whereas kind of the inverse is, you know, if they get the best talent, then they can actually attract big business. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how do you think that works?
Funny enough, now it's changing because it feels like the smaller agencies are now coming to clients and saying, we've got this offering. We can do your digital thing. We can do this. We can do that.
Yeah.
So they're actually starting to win big brands, you know? And that is going to attract the talent.
They are.
Laughs like a man. That knows something.
Hey, you must shut up. But it's an interesting thing because you're right. It feels like has that made other like bigger agencies now have to find have they had to find a new way to collaborate with smaller agencies? Whereas back in the day, it was just like, hey, man, the whole account is here sitting with us. We tell you what to do. Have you found that you sometimes have had to take the lead from a smaller agency on how a campaign kind of rolls out?
Yeah, and it's sometimes the hardest part because, like, sometimes the client will say, no, from you guys, we just need a big idea.
Yeah.
And like, no, but I can also write the, no.
Just give me.
I've got this other guy to do it. You know, so it's almost like, no, but I want to do it all. You know, yeah, like there's a part of you that still wants to do it all. But I think client is getting wiser with how they use their money.
Yeah.
I think just big agencies now have to be wiser in terms of how we approach.
That's right.
The big campaigns.
Yeah.
And also how we attract the talent. You
yeah.
Because we're speaking about this the other day, that the creatives now and the creative landscape is kind of changing. So the 9-to-5 creative or the 9-to-9 creative there's no such thing.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
9 to tomorrow. To the whole weekend. To the Mfana, we haven't seen you in a long time at home, creative. That's changing, right?
The creative will never go to any prize. They're never available on Saturdays.
The creative that doesn't know how to start a fire.
Yeah.
Because it's never been to a prize.
For what? You know? For what? What's a prize?
So that's changing. And I love that because more and more creatives are starting to have other passion points, you know. And I think that's very important in terms of like shaping and also regenerating what we do.
That's right. That's
on a
right.
Day-to-day. And I think when big agencies realize that hey, you know what, these guys actually just need that bit of space, you know.
Yeah,
it could be
yeah.
2 hours, 3 hours, just in a day, just to be able to do what stimulates.
Or to get to go home sometimes.
Yeah, or just to
you know
get
what I mean?
To go
just
home.
See your house, go see your couch,
and take off the pants.
Take off your pants. Yeah,
yeah. Hey, because the whole day of English and pants. Yep, one must fall. One must fall.
Pants must fall. Anyway, so but I think it's great because it feels like big agencies have had to kind of, I like to call it they've had to accept that they have side chicks now.
Mm.
You know that the clients have side chicks.
Yeah.
You know, like you're the main event, but your client has a side chick, and this side chick comes to your house sometimes, and you have dinner with this side chick. You know what I mean? And so you are sometimes.
And also they like your pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, they even like your Facebook pictures, and sometimes you have to ask them what your client likes. You know what I mean?
Because you don't know your client anymore.
Yeah, no, because you know that your client is sharing some things with that other guy. You know, does he like it when I do this?
Does he like it when the pants fall?
Yeah, when the pants fall. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And you're right. Big agencies have had to kind of change the way they approach these things.
Yeah.
Because now our reality, our sad reality is that the big agencies have side chicks now.
Yeah.
You know, and to be frank, that might actually be turning around where big agencies might become the side chicks.
Yes. And,
you know?
And what's interesting is the fact that even though you're a big agency now, like I think we're looking at FCB and also looking at Ogilvy when talk big agencies in terms of scale. So this is not in terms of brands and what kind of brands you've got. You look at the most important thing is when you work there as a creative that it doesn't feel like a big agency.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Ogilvy is getting right, you know.
Yeah.
The FCBs are getting right because it doesn't feel
big. It doesn't have that big agency
once
feel.
You're inside, it doesn't feel big because they run it like a small agency.
That's also true.
You know?
Yeah. No. It's quite interesting. But so yeah, guys, I'm still hanging out with Mlu, Melusi Mlu Mklungu, or at Advertown on Twitter. Hit us up. Hit me up at Blackson or at CliffCentral.com. Whatever questions you might have for this guy. Let's talk about that. So on Facebook yesterday, you put together this video.
Oh, a promotional video.
A promo video for today's
promo
show.
Promo identity. Yeah. And the craft award goes to... And in the promo category.
And in the promo category. There were no gold
glory. There were no gold
But you know, it was interesting because I was reading all the stuff that the people posted because you asked people to send us some things that they wanted us to discuss.
Oh, and
on
I
realized
how it could have been a bad idea. But there's some good points.
But you know what? It's amazing. We laugh at some of the stuff, right? But there are some things that are going on that these people are asking that you kind of go,
actually.
Yeah, but there is actually a real issue.
Yeah.
You know, I'll read you one now. Zinhle Lee Shabalala says, why does client feedback always start with, I like this idea, guys. Great job. But can you please change everything?
you know how it feels like. It feels like when you make on a chick. I like you. You're a nice guy.
Yeah.
Who's your friend?
Yeah.
So
but the build-up must be like, you know what, I like you. I see how you and I could end up together. I feel like someone like you and me can make a great team, but who is your friend? I mean, come on.
Now, the next meeting, you must come back with a friend.
Oh, that is such shit.
But yeah, now, man, we've had those. Plenty of times. I'm sure, like, you've had those as well.
Yeah.
A few hundred times. Yeah. But with those meetings, like, I'd rather you at least tell me you like.
Yeah.
Because we as creatives, we're also very sensitive in terms of, like, our creative. Yeah. You know? So when you go, I like it.
Yeah.
And then I know you can't do it because of X, Y, and
Z. That's right.
It's better.
But you know what it is as well. I think it's that great kind of, well, the two sides to this great coin, that is about things like, you know, we want to know whether when you review, like, we don't want to say, my CD is quite a fucking asshole, eh?
Yeah.
Like, you can't even say one nice thing. So we find ourselves in this great place where we're being so diplomatic that we're not telling people anything.
Yeah.
You know? So clients as well, I think sometimes just get worried that they don't want to say, oh, my client's shit. They want to start by saying, guys, I love the work, eh?
Yeah.
I love it. It's fantastic. I feel like thanks. There's always the sentence, guys, thanks for the work.
Thanks for the hard work. Yeah. You see when it starts like that? Yeah. You know? Thanks for the hard work.
Yeah. Guys, it's very clear that a lot of work went into this. Thank you so much, guys. I feel like, wow. So can we start here?
Can we start here?
Can I just start at the brief?
Yeah, just go back.
Yeah, let's start.
Yeah.
But I think it's some of that diplomatic way that we do work that sometimes gets in the way of us getting to the solution.
Yeah.
You know, because now you've told me that, guys, I love the work, blah, 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 but I hate everything.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you're saying. I'm not sure whether you're saying you hate the stuff or you love the work.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've always been an advocate of, guys, let's just come out and say how things are. You know, without being rude, there's always a way to be straight up without being rude. And let's just work.
Yeah.
You know what
and,
I mean?
And me and you have been in meetings, I won't mention meetings and places and stuff.
Yeah, yes.
But work meetings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We had the creative and we had everything, and the client just said from the word go, I think it was from strategy, that you guys are off, and we're like, you know what, we're off.
Exactly.
We'll come back another time.
Yeah,
you know, and then we didn't waste any.
Those are the best meetings. Meetings are where you the client told you you're off in strategy. But someone in the room, normally client services, do you mind if we just present anyway?
For what?
We know to present what? So that I can stand there, tap dance, and then they say, like I said,
great voice, Grant.
But yes, that could work for something else. Eh? Don't you guys have another brand?
Oh, shit. It's tough.
This
thing that we do is rough.
But I want to take it all the way back now, Mlu. I want you to break down, you know, who this Mlu guy is. You know what I mean? Like, who is this guy that's sitting in front of me, and where did this entire thing start for you?
Okay, cool. So the advertising and the loving advertising thing, I think.
But pre-advertising. But where were you pre? Before you started making adverts, you were doing something else, I'm sure.
Before I started making adverts, I was doing timetables.
Yeah.
Grade 7.
Yeah.
Grade
8, and then you reached the ceiling.
And then I think it's time for advert. Immediately called up FCB.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm 12, but I'm ready.
So, you'd know my family is from Nkandla.
Yeah.
So,
in
Natal.
Shout out to the guys in Nkandla.
Shout out to the guys in Nkandla.
At the homestead.
At the homestead.
Like it or not, the homestead is there. They're eating the money. At the homestead.
My homestead.
Yeah. Mlupa knows about the homestead.
So, that's home, you know. And, but I grew up in Joburg, partly in Midlands and partly in the South.
Right. Shout out in the fire.
Dunk in the fire.
What do you want?
What do you want? No homestead.
No homestead.
No, just
homestead.
And then, I grew up mostly, but I never thought I was going to go into advertising. That was the craziest part, is I always thought I was going to be a soccer player.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, I'm like,
makes sense. My uncle plays the thing you're talking about.
My uncle plays soccer for Orlando Pirates. Yeah, I think I can also do this.
Shout out, Big Madla.
Thank you, Madlis.
What's going on?
So I'm like, I think I also want to do this thing. And I played soccer for quite some time until like under 17. And my mom was like, when are you ready for a real career?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
And then I said, what about advertising? I said, go back to soccer.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Lucky Mamzo.
Lucky Mamzo. But yeah, I was fortunate enough that I actually knew I wanted to do advertising from like grade 8, I think.
Yeah.
Because my aunt worked at Leo Bennett and she was client service there. So she used to come back home with like these briefs and stuff. And I'm like, hey,
this looks like a good time.
Well, it looks like a good time. Yeah. Like, yeah, you want to leave these things alone.
Yeah.
Like, so every day I'm like, no, give the guys.
These things help.
Give the guys at work this. You know? Sure, she kept them wherever. Oh, I'm just listening. I want to see all those adverts, man. Like, I used to give her ads. I'm like, give the guys this. They will appreciate it.
She was saving you from yourself.
Little did I know. And yeah, so when I finished my trick, she was like, yeah, don't you actually want to do this thing for real?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. And she sent me to Vega and go do the interview and stuff like that. And at the time, my mom didn't even know what this thing was.
Yeah. No, our parents don't know what how advertising works.
Apparently, if your parents don't know how your career works, it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If it's not an factory where you're making something that you can bring back.
Then go ahead.
You have a guy who's taking out the bag and saying, keep on my cheese. Come on. You know those guys. You guy gets a job at Steers and now say, I keep on my cheese. I'll keep on my cheese.
Panda,
something. Now you're eating cheese in your sandwich. It came out of his armpits. Anyway, yeah.
So I went to Vega and I studied art direction, visual comms. And first day at Vega, actually, I had like this weird experience where I was like, maybe I should stop going to Vega and just do this vets thing because I was gonna go to vets.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like I don't even think you know the story.
Yeah.
So, because like Vega used to work late and stuff like that, you know. And I used to take cabs in Chubet.
Yeah.
So from Randburg to Chubet. Here I was walking in Chubet seven at night. I'm like, I think I've got a nice portfolio here. When I get high marks, right?
Yeah.
And then this guy comes
Yeah.
He wants to grab my bag and like we fight over the bag.
Yeah.
Right? And
your portfolio bag.
No, my
school bag.
So I fall and he also falls, but like we're tackling over this bag, and then he realizes that now all eyes are on us.
Yeah.
And then he goes, Mbambeni, unchonji laptop yami.
You're kidding me,
Joe. I've never like I was like yabonala, and like the whole street, like even. People, like, I'm a cab driver that are on route somewhere, what, doing U-turns.
Yeah, because that's all they need to hear.
Yeah, that's all Mbambeni.
Vimba is the wave.
It's the word, you know? And I was like, you know what, let me, and I was like, let me run, because Vega taught me how to make a good advert, not self-defense. Yeah, I know, Vega, if you're listening, self-defense classes are also nice in a curriculum. Anyway, so I'm running through town.
Big mistake.
And now I'm running through town, dog. I'm running through town, and people are chasing me.
Have you got your bag that time?
Yeah, I've got my bag on me. Because like, if I leave it, and then that guy's going to take it, I'm running away. You know, but that guy didn't chase me well enough. He just pointed, and then everybody just came for me. And then, like the last thing I remember was looking down, and then I looked up. It hasn't funny all star close by. When you see the actual stars. Right in front of your face.
Me.
Yeah, dog. So I fell over, grabbed my bag, but at that time, like all like four cabs like surrounded me, you know?
Yeah.
And the taxi driver holds me by the belt. Hey, they love that thing.
The move.
By the belt.
When
you're doing a forward moonwalk for a little bit. So he crossed me by the belt. I'm like, trying to steal from me and whatnot, so I'm trying to get away. Let's just go to this corner. Let's talk.
No.
So, like, now there's four
cab drivers. Who want to go to a corner and talk.
Yeah. So, everyone is like, let's go and
talk.
Like, no, but can't you talk here in the middle of Brienchubet? No, we're causing traffic. Let's go to an alley and talk.
Let's find a dark safe place.
A nice dark place where you can just hear voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just talk, you know? So, at that point where I'm being pulled to this safe area to talk, sound booth.
Yeah, sound booth.
this guy comes up and he's like, hey guys, what's going on, whatnot? Mm. And he's like, he's dressed in like normal civilian clothes, yeah. What's going on, whatnot? And I try and tell him the situation. So they're not even listening to him until he shows his badge.
Nice.
And he's like, I'm an undercover cop. Yeah. God, I saw the commotion.
What you the guys fuck, the guys.
Anyway, so this guy takes me home. And I think on that day, and this was still first year.
Yeah.
And
you said no more Vega.
And funny enough, I was like, because I love this thing so much. Like, yeah. The next day, I was in the same spot at the same time because it wasn't. I think advertising at that time became like, I really need to hand in this portfolio.
That's right.
And
that's
to pass this thing. Yeah. You know, so that's when I realized I really love this thing.
That's dope, man. I dig that.
This almost happened.
Yeah.
And I go back the next day.
See, that's dope. Guys, we almost lost Mlu to Vets and an All Star.
And soccer.
And here we are. You know what I mean? I think that's insane, Joe. Yeah, I mean, if ever there's a sign, I mean, there's a whole bunch of these stories, but I think there's a huge sign that you, like, you know, when you want something, you just want to go out there and get it
and do it. Yeah.
So how did that go at Vega? I mean, you went from being a guy who wants to do a graphic design.
Yeah.
And now you and then like you went, damn it. When did you decide you wanted to be a writer?
I think.
I mean, I know the story, but you know. what's
the story?
I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you the version I know. You tell me the PR version of the story. And I
what's the story?
Carry on, talk, man.
You know, guys, let me tell you something about Photoshop and Microsoft Word. Okay, so Photoshop, it needs layers.
It's tough, eh?
Photoshop needs layers, guys. Microsoft needs Word. Yeah, you know?
Guys, huge shout out to the designers and art directors, guys.
Hey, guys, it's tough.
Blue knows how tough it is.
Hey, wait. Were you like, no, this one needs an after stroke?
Yeah.
Beverly
Nimble. What are you Beverly Nimble saying?
You know what?
Yeah.
I think my writer is having a good time, and shout out to her. Yeah. That was my writer at that time.
And he gets to go home.
Yeah, you get to go home. Yeah. My layouts were being torn. I'm really terrible with this advertising thing, because at that point I'm like, I think
that's
it's the whole advertising thing. Like, I think I suck at this advertising thing. So I go to Neo and I'm like, Neo Joe, I want to swap. Can I just go and do copywriting?
It got hot. It got hot. Neo, thank you for saving this boy.
So Neo gave me that look like why are you even asking me?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I've always appreciated about Neo. Like, if you know you want to do something, you know, there's no like ask for permission, you know, just do it. And, and like, I think that's how, as creatives, we should just know our strengths. And
yeah.
Like, don't go and say to try, can I go to brainstorm outside for 20?
Just
do it.
Go
you
do
know,
it.
Just come back with the work. You know?
Just don't go to Jesus during the day, you know,
because
they spend your money.
The prices are higher during the day. And so, and I've never looked back since that day. And like, I won Young Creative as a writer. And
that's
I've never studied writing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But what I did know was the fact that I loved advertising and I loved the ideas.
Yeah.
And I'll never, you know, like, write that crazy English that I can't understand myself.
Because that's also how people speak.
Yes, exactly.
You know, because what we do is we communicate to people, and no one
speaks
is
like
Hemingway.
That.
I was once asked to write like Hemingway, but I was writing a dealer ad. You know what a dealer ad is? Is when you're telling people to come for a test drive. You know, I was writing an ad to tell people to come test drive a Toyota, but I was writing like Hemingway. I mean, the guy wants to test drive a Bucky.
The guy just
doesn't care about
Bucky.
Hemingway.
It's just he doesn't just drive a Bucky.
Oh,
so
dope.
Yeah, man. And like you said, and I just started writing exactly how I speak, how people speak.
Yeah.
And I guess because all the work that was in the portfolio was just work from me being a writer.
That's right.
And so I won Young Creative as a writer, and never looked back since.
That's insane. Huge shout out to all the people listening out there right now. You know, the people that listen live and then also listen again in the podcast. Huge shout out to Kamelo Mshabalo saying, now listen to Jimmy and the Edman talking that talk with Advert Town. Hilarious shit. I've got my
Hola Maquisto.
I've got it's Kamelo look. It's my business. Hey, what a fool.
I thought it was Marcus Mashabalo.
What a fool.
You said Mashabalo. I said Marcus.
So it's both of them.
It's called Marcus. I thought it was Marcus.
Mabutu Tsege says, so our agency is under threat by these side chicks. Does this mean you can cocotte straight court lines though and win? And you know what? You know what? It's an important question.
Yeah.
Because It's exactly what smaller agencies have done.
They're doing, yeah.
They've literally gone and gogotted on the door of big agencies and just Abashaya Maastricht. Yeah. But they go there and they ask the big questions.
Yeah.
And they're getting great answers.
But also when they get there, they ask for like small stuff like sugar.
Yeah.
Like just the sugar.
Exactly.
He doesn't want your
house.
No. Yeah, just give me sugar.
You know what?
This guy that comes to my house every day asking
nice
for
guy.
Sugar. What a nice guy. Maybe I should give him the kitchen.
You know, things you don't want. Even,
and then by the time you know, the house is gone.
Yeah.
You know, and you, the big agency, are being chased.
Yeah,
out.
You're a side chick now. Mabutu Teke also once again says, nothing wrong with the fire. Give us that speaker. Ooh, wee.
Ooh, wee.
Yeah, so huge shout out. Michael Zulu as well. He says, thank you, the chance. Mbambeni, viva Kantari.
Mbambeni. So every time people see me now, yeah. Mbambeni. Hold him, because this boy is going places. Mbambeni.
He's going places with my laptop. Oh, that's foolish. Anyway, no, my man, fuck, the time flies in this place, Joe.
Yeah, man,
we're almost out of time. It's been another ridiculous hour, and it's always a fucking great time. But I mean, you know, having been one of those people once again that have arisen from the very beginning, you know, from started at the proverbial bottom.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess you are here. Now you are here. You know, so I think what do you think is the thing that's carried you, you know, through all those, because you know, advertising can get brutal at times.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has amazing times in it, but it can get brutal at times. What do you think is it that carried you throughout all those years to be able to still have what I think is still quite a level head in the times in advertising right now?
Yeah, and weirdly enough, like I'll say things like, oh no, is it my ideas? Do I come up with that good ideas all the time? And I keep looking at them like, no, it can't be the ideas, because like in what, 6-7 years, there's been a lot of crap ones.
Yeah.
And I look back and I'm like, yeah. And I look back and I'm like, I think it's the heart that you've got to have for this game. It's from, you know, the bad client meetings to come back again with another 360, that takes a lot of heart.
That's right.
It doesn't mean your ideas back then were not good enough.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that has carried me like throughout these past 5 to 6 years.
That's with dope,
the heart.
Man.
And most importantly, I think prayer is still a real thing. Like,
that's right.
When you don't know sometimes what to do, just pray about it. And yeah, you won't lose.
That's dope, man. That's dope. I like that. I like that a lot. And I think, like I said, it helps keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really dope. My man, boy. Thanks so much, man, for coming.
I love what you're doing. Well done for doing well. I love what Silky Smooth is now G-Man the Ed-Man. I think one day Silky Smooth must come as a guest.
Yeah.
So you just interview yourself. Okay, so tell me when the Silky Smooth started.
Yeah.
Morana!
Mom Maria.
That was when advertising was fun.
Yeah,
I think,
man,
we need to go back to those days as well.
Yeah.
Because we and you said the other day on Facebook, advertising is a fun.
Man. But we're here. I've also got another tweet here from Wing Wing.
Yeah.
He says, hey, there are layers to this thing.
Oh, he just not going to say it's Photoshop.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Mlu, once again, thank you for coming through,
man. My boy.
For putting
thank
your
you
piece aside
me,
for just 1 hour to come hang out with us. I think it's one of those things, once again, that I really appreciate is that, like, these are the stories as well that inspire the people to be able to understand what's possible, but also to kind of make people understand the wealth of talent and also the wealth of the minds that we live with in this crazy game.
And shout out to you for like providing a platform for people to come and speak about their dopeness. I think our industry is at a place where people don't speak about their dopeness enough.
That's right.
Because you might be considered as arrogant.
Yeah.
And the only thing, like, your platform is saying is that you are dope. Let's talk to you.
Thanks so much,
you
brother.
You are doper than
who. Thanks so much, who, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Kind yeah, words. Man. Let's celebrate our dopeness. And thank you for giving kind us words. This platform, boy.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Yeah, we're here, guys. It's done. The hour is done. Hit us up. Hit me up once again at Blacksim. The conversation can carry on Twitter. Hit us up at Blacksim on Twitter or at Advertown.
Advertown. On Twitter. Cheese.
Yeah. And with a TT. and then also you know, follow me on Facebook. Let's carry on with the conversation. It's been another amazing week of G-Man the Ad Man.
See you guys at Teasers.
And I'm gonna cut you off now. Teasers, yeah. And once again, guys, thank you so much for hanging out. Get the podcast. We actually didn't swear too much. Get the podcast and play for your moms. Play it around the audio, around the studio. Play it in your car on your way to meetings. But I think it's another important conversation that I think needs to be shared and needs to be had out there. Huge shout out once again to Mlu. Huge shout out to all you guys out there. Everybody who tweeted the comments. Everybody saying the dope stuff. Once again, I just got another tweet from Kosi General KZA saying a round of applause. So thanks so much, guys. Have yourself a fantastic advertising week. It's been another one of those dope ones. As DJ Khaled would say, it's another one. and once again, like I always say to you guys, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom! CliffCentral.com